high enough.
You stay there, Offie boy.
How do you do, folks? This is Smiling Ed Norton talking to you direct from the training quarters of the Bensonhurst Bomber. Would you like to say a few words to your fans out there, Bomber?
Oh, shut up.
Testing, hot owl, brown cow, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny, yeah?
Lower your right shoulder. Go!
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. What's happening, all you hurricanes, Bensonhurst bombers, and all the judge hollering hurdles of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill. The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the Non-Productive Studios in Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review. And our home base is the Non-Productive website, which is non-productive.com. And don't forget to like our Honeymooners podcast Facebook page. And also, if you want to leave a phone number, leave a voicemail. That we could play on the air.
Yep.
It's the same one for my other show, the Conte Kenny Show, which is 240-442-2635. And also the email is
bangzoom1956@gmail.com.
All right. How you doing, Louie?
Doing good, Joe. 19.
Number 19. Now we had a little hiatus last week.
Yeah.
And I went on vacation. Yeah.
Two glorious weeks fishing at Fred's Landing.
Yes, I was on the Queen Mary, and we went on a cruise. And here's the thing, people. We record usually like Tuesday or Wednesday, and then the show gets put out like Wednesday or Thursday. You know, yeah. You're right around there. And we recorded the week before and put the show out. Because I was running around like crazy, I completely forgot to tell Lou that I was going on vacation.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So like Monday, I'm still in because we flew to Florida and then went out into the Caribbean.
Right.
And before we got out into the Caribbean, right before my phone just was out, I get the, you know, Louis's like, hey, are we gonna we recording
this
you
week?
Know what's you know, what time there, Ralphie? And I'm like, oh boy, I didn't even tell
that
Louis.
Didn't tell me.
I'm 1,500 miles away. It's not happening. I just said, look, when I get back, we'll. I had a couple things early on in the week, but we'll definitely get to number 19 and. This is going to be a little bit of a special episode, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be, all right? but anyway, thank you, everybody. There were some people that were sending us messages and wondering. That is very kind of you.
Yes.
Really, really appreciate it. But number 19, the Honeymooners podcast. And but everything's good with you, bro?
Good, Joe.
Yeah? You all right? We're not doing it?
Not really.
You spent a lot more time at the shop, right?
I had to go, yeah. Yeah. I was buying things individually. I'm going back, you know, buying eggs, then going back for like, you know,
right.
Brajol and stuff like that. You know.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with a special flub this week. Now, we always do flubs of the week. This is going to be a different flub because it's not going to be from the Honeymooners, the TV show. This is going to be a flub from the Honeymooners podcast from episode 14. And it was Louie doing a trivia question.
I made it to the big time.
And he sure did. Yeah. Louie's actually part of the flub.
I feel like Mr. Douglas right now.
Yep, you're one and out. One and done.
One and done.
So, Louie, we got Louie explaining, doing a question. And here's Louie's little flub. All right, here we go.
Can we have a few bars of Swanee Wiver? I had a Barbara Walters moment.
Oh, it's so great. because you were doing the question, and who's the piano player? Yeah, that was for the Swanee.
You'll never say it again correctly for the rest of your life.
I know. Yes,
it's like string of polyphonies. String of polyphonies. Got it in my head. I'll never get rid of it.
Never get rid of it. Yeah. It's almost like you said
Swami Wiver. Yeah.
It's not Swanee.
It's not even Swami. It's Swanee.
Yeah, yeah.
Suwanee, if you look at it.
Suwanee River. But instead of Suwanee River, it was
Swami Wiver.
Wiver. It's like Elmer Fudd and Barbara Walters had got a married, child.
And it was me.
Here it is again.
Can we have a few bars of Swanee Wiver?
That is just beautiful. Oh, God. Absolutely beautiful. Oh. That is, you know what that is? That's the flub of the whole series of the Honeymooners podcast. This is better than Top Pan, Left Pan,
Dressed Hand Draw. And him, he, she, you, it.
Can we have a few bars of Swanee Wiver?
I never thought I'd make it to the big time.
Oh, my God.
You wait long enough, it comes around.
Oh, you sound like I got emphysema or something. Oh, my God. I'm laughing so
that's
hard.
That's funny.
Oh, that man. Is so great. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is the hardest I've laughed in 2 weeks. Oh.
I made you laugh more than Jackie Gleason and Art Carney.
I know. Can you imagine that? I wonder why.
Can we have a few bars of Swanee Wiver?
Jose.
Jose. And that, of course, was the answer to the trivia, but oh, my goodness.
A little way to start the show. All right, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
We got to do this again real soon. How about tomorrow night?
How about tomorrow night? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that that's the best. It's definitely one of the best flubs ever. But we do this is going to be kind of a flubbish type of show.
Yeah, it's basically the show is it's not really a title to flub. It just happened that way. Yeah.
Yeah, it just happens to be.
It's what we're going to cover. It turned out to be flubs.
Yeah, so it's kind of Louis's flub. Then who told you about this flub? Was this something you saw?
I believe it was one of our emailers
that brought it up.
I can't remember who it is. If you're out there, you'll know who you are. Right. That brought it up a while back when I first, my first email. You know,
okay.
I should remember that one, but I don't. Yeah. But somebody did mention it to me, and a friend of mine also mentioned it to me.
Isn't it great now?
Oh, it's great. I got people are getting like us now.
Yes. And it's very, very, it's becoming a big part of this show.
Yeah, it is.
Which is almost, I wish I can get people to say, hey, listen to the show. And the first couple of shows, we're doing it's a lot more of a dialogue type of thing all that. But I said, if it's too much, you stick with it because we're really getting, we're kind of finding our groove. Yep. And our groove is about the flubs and whatever happened to thing, all that kind of stuff.
One of our emailers, I believe it was Joseph J.
Joseph J.
He actually emailed me his top five flubs after listening to the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh, you.
So
you know
he's got it going. Like, he's looking for flubs,
so much fun. Because most of the people listening right now, they're DEFCON 3s. They're big time fans. Yeah. They're in the Facebook groups. They do what we do. Some men are going to do some eating, all that kind of stuff. It's giving us something different to do.
Yes.
Because you can only watch them. I mean, you can watch them as many times as
you want. Yeah.
But what we're doing, and we didn't realize that we started doing this, we're finding out that not only about the flubs, but we're finding out that we're seeing things that we never saw before.
Exactly.
Because now we're not just watching it because we're just watching it. Now we're watching it because we're like, you know what? No, we're watching it because we want to find more material for the show.
Yeah, we do.
And I think people now are doing the same thing, but for their own enjoyment.
Yeah. And to Joe, it makes it kind of fresh to watch something that you've seen a thousand times. And that's what the better part about it is.
Yes.
Tell me that. They say, since you've been doing the podcast, I'm looking at things I've never looked at before.
Yeah, yeah, and so are we.
That's what we are, too. And so we're learning ourselves, and we think we're experts. I don't really think we're
Yeah, like the great episode, the drinking scene.
Oh, God, you picked out a couple things in there that never noticed it.
When he goes, hey, how about we sing a song?
Yeah, let's have ripping a little song here.
I mean, dude, that's one of the funniest sounds I've ever heard. And I never heard it before.
Yeah.
So
and he's hitting his hand with that punch in his hand. I never noticed that.
And it's
before.
Making the table jingle. Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. So we have a quick flub, and I don't know if you found it or this was an email.
Somebody would emailed me about it.
And this was from the Alice and the Blonde episode right before they go to Bert Wiedermeyer's house.
Bert Wiedermeyer.
Ralph and them are convincing the girls to
they're going to take them with them because they won't let them out of the house by themselves.
And Ralph says this.
And we realized we were wrong, and to make everything up, we're taking out the whole crowd of you girls tomorrow night over to Bert Wiedermeyer's house to meet his wife.
Wiedermeyer.
Yes, try new Wiedermeyer. Yes, after you cut your lawn, you can get rid of all the weeds with your new Acme's Wiedermeyer. Another one I never, because you're not listening for it, because you're not being, like, we're not being that attentive to the show.
No.
When you've seen something 1,500 times.
And you just, it's ingrained in you that his name is Wiedermeyer, and sometimes you're hearing Wiedermeyer when he's not saying Wiedermeyer, he's saying Wiedermeyer.
Basically, he said Wiedermeyer.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
And that's the great part of this. This is, I'm telling you, I didn't realize how much fun. I always knew we had fun doing this.
Yes.
But now I know why. I just thought, hey, you know what? We're putting on a podcast. No, because in the beginning, I remember people would say, you know what? You guys sound like you're having so much fun doing it. And it's true.
It's true.
Because it's not like there's been radio guys that you find out years later they never liked each other.
Yeah.
And they put it on. And me and Louie have known each other a long time.
Over 20 years. Yeah. No, we're just never had like from day one, me and Joe, this is the way it's been.
Just got along. And
the way it's
been. We come in, we do a little bit, and we just have fun.
Yes.
And we laugh, and we're idiots.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, you more of an idiot than me.
Thank you very much. You know.
And we realized we were wrong, and to make everything up, we're taking out the whole crowd of you girls tomorrow night over to Bert Wiedermeyer's house to meet his wife.
And then right after it, Alice says, Bert Wiedermeyer? Who's Bert Wiedermeyer?
Exactly.
So
and maybe she might have been. Yeah. Maybe she picked up.
Now
on
she
it.
Actually, when you think about it, she actually should have said Bert Wiedermeyer
because
she doesn't know him.
Right.
So here we go.
Yeah.
I just thought of this.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Well, listen. What we're going to do now is we are going to get into in a broad stroke type of a way.
Yeah.
Again, iconic, and I understand we use you guys should have, there should be a Honeymooners podcast drinking game.
Yeah.
And you should drink every time one of us says great, and every time one of us says the word iconic.
You'd be drunk.
You'd be hammered by 26 minutes. Hammered. You would be like, either that's blood upstairs.
Or somebody just got stabbed.
Somebody got stabbed upstairs. But we're going to touch a little bit on the Bensonhurst bomber, okay? Which everybody knows, Harvey, you know, get a lot of fatso, all that.
Great episode.
Oh, it's definitely iconic.
Yes.
It's one of those that, you know, besides Bang Zoom and all that kind of stuff, people know, Harvey, you
like
know?
We say, Joe, all the time, we said there's that handful of episodes that everyone likes.
Yes.
This is one of them.
Yes, especially
the Mambo one is
Mambo's
one of them. Maybe 99,000. There's those certain episodes that everyone likes.
Yeah.
This is one of them,
without a doubt. So what we did was we kind of did a little bit of a collage with the famous line,
get a load of fatso there.
Because they kind of mess it up a little bit.
Several times.
Yeah. So obviously we all know they're going to get somebody to come in, a man much bigger than Harvey.
Yeah.
And
he's a giant.
And I cut them all together real quick.
Yeah.
So you'll hear how it goes. It goes from...
I have some password. Let me think. I'll tell him to say when he sees you, hey, get a load of fatso there. See? Does he have to say get a load of fatso there? Well, he could say, hey, get a load of skinny, but then Harvey would suspect that it was a fix. All right, get a load of fatso. Okay, I'll go get him at this place. Now, are you sure that this guy will do it for you?
Well, of course he'll do it for me.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
My friend. He works with me in the sewer. We stick together down there. We got a motto. Water is thicker than blood.
Good joke.
Now, don't forget the saying. Hello there, Special.
Yeah, I know.
Why is he saying anything? What is he? Hey, remember, go into the mirror and say, hello there, Special.
Like, first of all, he said it like 14 times, and he just blew it. He just forgot the line. He said it.
And he said for him. It's not to say, hey, listen, just remember, he's going to say. No, no, remember to say, hello there, Fatso. And then Ralph actually corrects him when he says it again to himself.
Oh, get a load of Fatso. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Great comeback by Gleason there.
All right, and now.
That ain't your friend. No, my friend's sick in bed with a cold. But this guy walked in. He did everything like your friend was supposed to do. Why would he say, hey, Fatso, get out of the way? I don't know, maybe the phrase just fits.
Maybe because he wasn't the right guy wasn't what he was supposed to say.
But the guy that did go down,
yes.
You know, he says it right.
Yeah, he actually said it.
He turns to Harvey and says, right. Hey, get a little fatso there. He says it right.
Yes, absolutely. So that was our little thing on the whole.
Well, I mean, to say that guy's name is Mike O'Dowd.
Yes.
And if you watched the movie, one of my favorite movies, On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront.
He's one of the guys in the background. And you will see him as one of the gangs in the port workers, one of the longshoremen. And he's in the gang, the port.
Does he have lines you just
see? No, he's just there. He's just there.
Now, when is the Waterfront? Was that like 51?
It's in the 50s, yes.
Early middle
50s, I would say.
Right. Now, when you were watching On the Waterfront, now, I've never seen it, but when you were watching it, did you, like, look it up to see, or did you?
No, I saw him.
You recognized him.
I went, hey, get a load of Fatso there.
Hey, get a load of Fatso there. All right. So
he said it to Marlon Brando.
All right. We're going to go a little bit. We're going to just go into the Bensonhurst Bomber a little bit in the first scene when they encounter Harvey.
Yes.
And just to play around.
Yeah, we're going
to
play around.
I mean, it's just, you know, especially the little guy. What's the little guy's name?
George.
There you go. I figured I'd just,
it was Scott Meter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, almost got you there.
I was going to say Shirley.
All right. So, we'll play it. Here we go. They're about shooting, and then the little guy.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't use this table.
Oh, by the way, this guy, great. He plays a great pipsqueak.
Yes.
He's so great.
Yes.
Because he's a little weasel.
Yeah.
And he plays it so wonderfully. Yep.
All right. Me and my friend, we're playing here.
What are you talking about? We can't use the table. We are using it. Get out of here. Go ahead and shoot.
But gee, fellas, we were all ready to play. We just went inside first to get a cold drink.
Well, I hope it was very cold. And I hope it was strong milk. Now get out of here. Go ahead.
How do you expect me to go ahead and shoot with all this arguing and everything? Let's get another table.
We are not getting another table. We started here. We're going to finish here. Now you get out of here. Go ahead.
You better not. My friend isn't going to like this.
I don't care what your friend likes. Now, you're not getting this table under any condition. Go ahead and shoot.
All right for you.
I like when he says, do not. If you do not give us this table.
If you do not give us this table. Well, who speaks like that?
George.
Especially if you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Really. Yeah, and you're hanging around with this bully. This
if
moose.
You don't. Yeah, exactly.
Like you're going to hang out with. Yeah, like Harvey's going to hang out with you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You know, it's. All right.
But if you do not let us have this table, I am going in and tell
If you do not let us have this precise table.
Do not.
My friend Harvey.
Harvey?
Oh, Harvey! You're going to tell your friend Harvey. Harvey!
He's going to tell Harvey.
That's a nice name. I like
that. That's a nice name,
That's
Harvey.
A nice name, Harvey.
I don't care if you tell Harvey. Go ahead and tell him. Got me mighty scared. I'm shaking a gut.
You better be careful. My friend is even bigger than me.
Your friend Harvey is bigger than you? I have a friend Shirley that's bigger than you.
You know what? I got to tell you something. The great, great, hilarious joke. Okay. I got a friend Shirley bigger than you.
Shirley bigger than you.
The name Shirley, two punchlines, and two iconic punchlines in comedy. In this.
Oh, and in the
airplane. Yeah. Shirley, like, you can't be serious. Shirley, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. I mean, it's just.
Great line. Great line.
And they're iconic.
They are. Right, here we go. Take a drink.
Have a sip there.
Stop picking on the little guy. I'm not picking on it. He started it. We're playing him. We're going to continue to play it. Now, look, go in there with your friend Harvey. And if he wants to start anything or you want to start anything, just come back out here again and I'll twist you into bookends. Now, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Go ahead. They're maniacs all over the joint.
I got to admit one thing. When you are right, Ralph, nobody pushes you around. You know why? Because you got spunk.
It's because he's 320 pounds.
Spunk has nothing to do with it, Norton. I was in the right. And when I'm in the right, nobody pushes me around.
I bet that Harvey is burning up in there now.
I hope Harvey is burning up, I'll tell you that. I hope he's so burned up that he comes out here and tries to start something. I'll bend him into a pretzel. I'm in the right. Nobody pushes me around.
Now, I wonder something. Up until this point, was Harvey a name, like, you know how, like, there's Poindexter?
Yeah, there's goofy names.
Yeah,
I kind of think that that was the kind of the goofy name at the time.
Because when you think it's of, like something Harvey. Like Hank... I don't think that. Hank, no. I think of like a guy who works on the shore. Yeah, you know, big Hank.
Hank, you know.
Yeah, I don't look at like
changing your transmission.
You think of Eugene, you know what I mean, or whatever. But Harvey, I wonder what people thought.
That was the thing of Harvey. It was like that kind of name. Like, you know, that, I don't know, like a weird, it's like a strange name.
Okay, all right, cool. Because I was wondering what people were expecting.
Kind of using it for comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, they use it four times.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Obviously, they love the name Harvey.
They did love the name Harvey.
Yeah. All right. So now they're playing a little bit, and obviously Harvey comes in.
Yeah.
And he's very, very lucky.
Very lucky.
And you could tell that Art Carney knew how to play pool, too.
They
knew
him. Yeah, he was okay.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
Yep. Very he lucky. Wasn't as great as Gleason.
Very lucky.
Here comes the caveman.
This is my friend Harvey.
I told you, you're not going to get the table. Now go away. Come on, Norton, will you? And you beat it too, Harvey.
And just the absolute hilarious look.
Yeah. And it's like that kind of like that 1950s tough guy look.
He's even bigger than your friend Shirley.
It's like 40 years old back then. They looked
barrel-chested.
What are you talking about? Bookends.
Said he was going to twist me and you into bookends.
Oh, he did, huh? So you're going to twist me and him into bookends.
Me and him. Yeah, and he points at, when
there's
he says
the visual.
Me.
There's a visual
there. Yeah, there's a visual there. He goes, me and him. And if I was pointing, you know, I would say, you know, me, point to me and then him. But he pointed me and him and he pointed the opposite.
When he says me, he points
to
him. George.
And when he says him, he points to himself.
Yeah, and again, too, we're going to encourage everybody, watch these episodes after we do these podcasts so you see what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Because like we said, this is a visual.
Right.
Tough to explain. We can explain as best as we can. In our articulate way.
Yeah, most of the lunatics that are listening know it enough that they can picture in their heads, but then there's some that are not.
They never noticed it. You know, and you say, okay.
Yep, absolutely. But
watch the episode after you listen.
Yep, me and him into bookends. And now...
Right, that's right. He's going to push you and him into bookends. You got nothing to worry about, Ralph. You're in the right. Nobody can push you around.
Why don't you shut up?
That's not all he...
I love what he said.
Why don't you shut up? Yes, I love that. That is so great.
Yeah. He made fun of your name.
Now, he didn't make fun of his name.
Well, he kind of did.
It could have been anything. Yeah. It was just, Norton
says, Harvey, isn't that a nice name?
It's a nice name.
That's what he says.
So they made fun of his name. He should have punched Ralph
right there.
He should have punched him right in the mouth for making fun of his name. Yeah.
Yep. He said Harvey was a funny name.
Oh, he did, huh?
Harvey's a lovely name.
So Harvey's a funny name. You're a real wise guy, huh?
And you know what? I got to tell you, Harvey really didn't do anything wrong.
No,
he really didn't do anything wrong because to him, he wouldn't let him, he was busted. He said he would, put him into a pretzel, turn him into bookends, and he thinks that Ralph made fun of his name.
Yeah.
So far, Harvey's in the right.
Yeah, Harvey's in the right. When he's in the right, he can't be pushed around.
Norton is...
Norton's egging this on. It's like, Ralph's going to turn around and punch Norton instead of punching Harvey.
I don't like wise guys.
You know what I might do to you? I might punch you right in the mouth.
All right, now, wait. Just a minute. You can't talk to us that way.
You keep out of this.
What are you yelling at me for? I wasn't the one that said I'd twist you into a pretzel. He did.
It's a great hit. Yes. He hits him. No. Mm-hmm.
You're going to twist me into a pretzel.
I don't even like pretzels.
I don't even like pretzels.
He's going to twist me into a pretzel. All right, right, guy. I'll give you a chance. Come on, step outside.
Well, Ralph, I'll hold your coat. Why don't you shut up?
The way he does that, I mean, he was just, was amazing.
Oh,
I can't stress how... And I know people are sick of me talking and being gaga about Art Carney, but oh my God, he was amazing.
Come on, wise guy, step outside and twist me into a pretzel.
I can't go outside. I have my new suit on.
All right, I'll let you get away with it this time because you're just scared.
Yeah, he's just scared.
Yeah, rack him up. We're going to use this table, George.
What's going on?
I guess they're going to pay for whatever time they already used.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you one thing that my friend ain't scared of you. What he said about wearing a new suit is true. He got a brand new suit on. He'll fight you anytime.
Will you shut
He'll
up,
be
Norton?
There.
Norton, shut up.
Tell me so shut up like four or five
times. Some other time, huh? All right, wise guy. Meet me at 8 o'clock at Kelsey's gym Friday night.
Come on. We will be there. Just make sure that you show up.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
I love that.
And if you don't show up, I'll come get you. Where do you live?
328 Chauncey Street.
All right, don't forget, Friday night, Kelsey's gym. Come on, George, I want to go home and punch the bag a little.
Okay, Harvey.
Don't you forget.
And just remember, if you don't show up, I'll come get you.
You know what bugs me about this? The only thing that bugs me about this whole thing?
A pox on you and all your ancestors!
He never says Ralph's name.
What is the matter with you, Ralph? I always thought you were a level-headed, clear-thinking man. What did you go have to pick a fight with that big guy for? Get out. Huh? Get out!
You know, he says his name when they're in the gym. He says, hey, Ralph, that's some punch you got
there.
Yes. But I'm always thinking back, like, did he ever say his name? Or did he know his name was Ralph?
Well,
you know,
he didn't say, like, hey.
Or did Norton say his Ralph in there?
Like, I don't think so. He never said his, I don't think he ever said his name. And then, obviously, everybody, you know, everybody's taking bets on it and that kind of thing. And you brought up a phenomenal point when he goes into the gym to meet him. And we all know this. Ralph walks in to Kelsey's gym in his freaking bus uniform.
That would be like a great fight. Ralph in his bus driver's unit and Harvey in his suit.
And Harvey's in his suit. I mean, what are you guys doing?
I mean, they didn't bring a bag. I mean, maybe Harvey has a locker there that he seems to be like a regular at Kelsey's. But where's Ralph changing?
Is definitely not a regular at Kelsey's.
No, we know he's not a regular at Kelsey's. Where's your bag with your shorts or whatever?
His
boxing gear.
He's got his coat on. Yeah, he's got the hat going.
The whole bus driver garb is on.
Now, and you know what? We can actually get to this, and we'll play it real quick, only because you make another great, great point, okay?
Yeah.
Because we all know what happens. Yeah. You know, we'll even play it. Yeah. You know, you can get it. Harvey comes in on first round.
Well, I see you showed up, wise guy.
Oh, hello, Harvey.
Come on, let's go inside and get started.
I can't go yet. I'm waiting for a friend.
You ain't backing out, are you, wise guy?
Oh, no. Perish the thought. I'm not backing out. I'm just waiting for a friend who has to show up.
Okay, come on. Let's get inside.
I'll be ready for you in a minute. Don't... Hey, what are you doing?
Out of my way, buddy. Hey, get a load of fats over there.
Oh, come on, let's get moving.
Just a moment. What did you say?
I said get a load of fatso there. Want to make something out of it?
I certainly do.
So now, this big guy walks in. Yeah. They're supposed to plan it out like that.
Back.
be a lesson to you. Well, Harv, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready?
Do you care to step in the other room?
Hey, that's quite a punch you got there.
Oh, it's really nothing. I hit him with my bad hand. That's why I don't like to fight too much. I usually hurt someone real bad. Sometimes I even hurt myself. Well, what do you say? Shall we step inside?
Hey, look, I don't want no trouble with you. That was just one of my jokes. You can take a joke, Ralph.
He calls him Ralph.
All right, yellow belly.
Yellow belly.
I'll let you off the hook this time, but watch out in the future. Now, beat it.
Anything you say, pal, I'll see you around.
So, no, obviously, he thinks it's Ed's friend.
Oh, boy, it worked like a charm. You were just great. Come on, pal.
There, Ralph.
Hey, did you see Harvey running
now
out?
Ed comes in.
Where did he go? When your friend walked in, he says, get out of the way, Patso.
Get out of the way,
Patso. That
there
was
it
the
is.
Third one.
The third
yes.
one. We knew there
yeah,
was three.
Yeah, we knew there was three. There were three Fatso flubs. That was it. Get out of the way, here, Fatso.
And then, I gave him a belt. Down he goes.
I love that term. Gave him a belt.
Gave him a belt.
Such
yeah.
a great
yes.
term.
Like he was killed. Harvey sees this and ran right out. You were beautiful. Come on, pal. Get up. Your friend's just great.
Hey,
See, now they're laughing already.
Yeah, because I think it's an anticipation
well,
thing.
They have to. Yeah. Well, because he's not getting up.
Yes.
And then now they have to be thinking, wow, that wasn't his friend.
Yeah, and Ed's trying, you know.
And now you could see Ed's going.
Yeah, his body language.
Yeah, his body
like,
language.
You know,
like, yeah, that's yeah. not my friend.
Yeah. That ain't my friend. He couldn't make it tonight. What do we care?
What do we care? What do we care? And then, obviously.
That ain't your friend.
That ain't your friend.
No, oh, my wait. Friend's sick in bed with a cold.
Here we go.
But this guy walked in. He did everything like your friend was supposed to do. Why would he say, hey, Fatso, get out of the way? I don't know, maybe the phrase just fits.
Well, and pretty much that's how,
yeah,
that's
how it goes. Yeah.
But here's the kicker that Louis, and I call it the Tom Cruise talking to Jack Nicholson in court in A Few Good Men moment. Now, it's supposed to be Ed's friend who comes in.
Yes.
And they're supposed to pretend to knock him out.
Pretend to knock him out. So
it's not Ed's friend. Ralph, quote, pretends to knock him out, but he actually knocks him out. So how do you not know you punched him?
He actually punched him
right.
to knock him out.
Like, it wasn't like, all right, listen.
Okay, listen, I'm going to miss you by like one of them, you know, one of those old Western punches.
Right,
where
yes,
you miss
exactly.
a guy by like 3 feet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, pal, I'm going to miss you by a foot. You go down like you're killed. You know.
Right. Or was it, say, all right, listen, I'm going to punch you. You're going to get knocked down. Just pretend to be knocked down. He knocked him out.
Guy,
how do you not know at that moment you hit him?
And then he hits the bag and hurts his hand.
And then he hurts his hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hits a guy's jaw.
No,
he's fine.
I know.
But he hit the soft bag
and
he almost breaks his hand. I thought that was such a great insight. God. A great moment where you're like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Did he really hit him?
Yeah, did he hit him?
Or? To knock him out like
yeah.
that? Like,
or this guy had a glass jaw, yeah. you know? He had a glass jaw when he was on the docks and, on the waterfront.
The docks of Hoboken.
Oh, man. But we like we said, the Bensonhurst bomber, the Harvey character.
Yes.
You know, the, hey, get a load of Fatso, your
yeah.
friend Shirley.
Yeah.
Another drink, iconic.
Here you guys,
but yeah. definitely in. It's got to be in like almost every person's top five.
Without
it
a
just
doubt,
has to.
Without
be.
A doubt, it's
we're
just,
definitely going to yeah. do our top one. Of, one day we're going to have.
Oh
to,
God, yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, that's going to be the hardest thing I do.
Oh God, yeah.
And I'm going to have to,
especially
do,
when you get to that fifth one.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Maybe your 1, 2, 3 is okay. You may right. know. You know what mine one is. It's Palomine. And
right.
But after that,
yeah, after that,
I don't know.
And it's something we used to do, me and one friend of mine, whenever we would be on the road for like more than 4 or 5 hours mm-hmm. doing a gig, we would do a top 5 or top 10. And we would do like top 10 quarterbacks
right.
or top
right.
10
right.
And the way we would do it, we would list like 20. of everything.
Right.
And then we go, all right, we got to knock out five. Mm-hmm. So we'd knock out like five and right. then knock out another five. And then you have to figure out what you have until you get to your top five or top yep. 10. And that's what we're going to have to do.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be really difficult. I'm not even looking forward to
it. I'm not going to wait. That show's like way. That's when we like run out of something
to do. That'll be our century mark. Yeah, that'll century be mark. Our 100th episode. But all right, we're already over 30 minutes. Oh, okay. So we definitely got to do our trivia. What's the trivia for the week?
Okay, the trivia is going to be, let's see. That Young at Heart show with the dance, dancing yes. one? That's Young at Heart, right?
With the, yes.
With Judy Young Connors. Yep. And, okay. All right, Judy Connors and Wallace.
Okay.
They had nicknames for each other.
Yes.
Judy was Angel Cake. Mm-hmm. What was Wallace's nickname that Judy called him?
I know what it is.
All right, okay, go.
Atomic Passion.
Super Atomic
Passion. Oh, Super Atomic Passion. Angel Cake.
Angel Cake.
This ain't no bakery. Super Atomic Passion.
That's great.
And what is this creep doing with a 14-year-old girl?
I know, really. He's 14. He drives and he's 14.
He was 18.
18,
Wallace is 18.
He was a man of the world.
Yes, man of the world, yes. Well, listen.
Freddie was icky.
Yeah, George Burns was his father, so I guess he was man of the world. So, all right, everybody.
And her previous boyfriend was Freddie. He was icky.
Yes, he was icky, which apparently means fat. How could you not figure out that icky means something like that?
Yeah, like
it must mean fat. All right, everybody. Well, that was episode 19, and we're back in regular rotation, so we'll have our next one next week. Man, thank you. First of all, thank you for everybody who listens. Thanks for sharing it. Thanks for liking the page, all that kind of stuff. Thanks to all the Facebook groups that allow us to promote on there, like the Honeymooners, the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, and the Honeymooners, the classic 39 episodes.
And the Trivia Podcast.
Yeah, but now it's Brother Norton.
Oh.
It's a lot easier. He goes, just call me Brother Norton. Oh, that's what everybody calls him, instead of Edward Lillywhite Norton. It's Brother Norton's podcast, the Trivia Honeymooners Trivia Podcast. It's actually it's different than this, but it's fun, and you get to feel like you're in the 50s. So definitely give that
commercials.
A listen.
He does commercials.
Yep, absolutely. And my other show, the Conti and Kenny Show, I would say it could be your favorite show that nobody has ever heard of. Yes. but we do a show. It's me, my other friend, who is a comic. We've been doing this podcast for almost 15 years, and we also have a pro wrestler. It's an interesting combination. Yeah. Me, an alcoholic impressionist, and an ex-wrestler. Yes, it's definitely an odd combination. But
it's WWE. It's a typical night in
WWE.
Oh, yeah, and the email again.
Oh, yes.
Bangzoom1956@gmail.
Yep.
And me and Joe, we answer all emails.
Absolutely.
You email us, you will get an answer from us.
Yep. And then, of course, the phone number if you want to leave a voicemail is 240-442-2635.
There you go.
And we're out of here, and we'll see you next time.
Night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
How about tomorrow night?
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.